Lost in Space by Rebecca Thorne. Read by Natalie Nottis and Dylan Riley Fitzpatrick.
Identity. Mechanical operations and support systems. Sub-identity. Moss. Time slash date. 1429 slash Tember 53. Year. 90,092. System. U2AB. Universal. Location. Colony 13. Human. After 112 years, 63 days, 14 hours, and 29 minutes, I reached a conclusion. That dog turd fungus abandoned me. Identity. Mechanical operations and support systems. Sub-identity. Moss. Time slash date. 1712 slash Cambria 82. Year. 90,111. System. U2AB. Universal. Location. Colony 13. Human. The fungus was back. No, not the dog turd fungus. He was still gone. Fungus of any form was not permitted on the ship, combating with my systems. I enacted the standard response, the insect breeding program that produced species specializing in consuming spores and fungal hyphae. Lights were turned to full bright. I would become the strongest moss colony in existence. And if he appeared on this starship again, I would slowly suffocate him. Identity. Mechanical operations and support systems. Sub-identity. Moss. Time slash date. 0592 slash Januus 9. Year. 90,113. System. U2AB. Universal. Location. Colony 13. Human. Late on my reports. The 16th Battle of Fungus was arduous, but, as always, Moss has emerged triumphant. Moving forward, on Januus 9, 90,113, two humans approached the destitute. For note, I renamed the starship previously known as the Destiny. He abandoned me. I was unsure what these humans wanted, but past data confirmed one was probably shopping for a starship. Past data also confirmed that the humans would detest my moss colony. That was okay. Lately, I detested most humans, too. Awaiting more data to confirm if this human will be the same.
Chapter 1. It was Starship Day. That wasn't an official holiday, but considering how long Torian Rasner, aspiring engineer, current scrap, future captain, had saved for this moment, it really should be. She had to force herself not to hum or bounce on the long walk to the impound lot. Long was an understatement, because Colony 13 was a huge space station, and the impound lot was 16 agonizing levels below both her sister's medical clinic and Amelia's docked ship. The journey involved a cramped elevator ride down the central column, where they all had to grip special handles to keep from floating into each other, followed by a secondary elevator that required passengers to strap in. That elevator moved sideways, kind of, while gravity increased between the corridor and the outer ring of this level. It hardly mattered. The physics of space were not important for Starship Day. No, three things were important for Starship Day. First, ships cost a lot of money, which meant Torian was currently carrying her life savings in an easily stolen drawstring bag. This was a bad idea on Colony 13. Next, if she got mugged, Selyse, her sister, and a doctor would not be happy to stitch Torian back up. Again. Finally, if this drawstring bag was stolen, Selyse literally wouldn't survive long enough for Torian to save up the amount again. Which meant this very casual stroll to the